a very disappointing day. Yeah. We came in here tonight, you know, in front of our own crowd, hoping to put on a big performance and to come away with a victory. And unfortunately, Tyrone came and played very well, and we'd be very disappointed with kind of some aspects of the game, and we left now empty handed, and you know, that's going to sting, but we have to get ready for next weekend, and that's all we can do.
How big a factor was it that there's such a quick turnaround for the provincial finals? Well, Tyrone had maybe those couple of weeks earlier, and was that maybe evident in the final 7 or 8 minutes there?
Yeah, it's very hard to tell. You know, last year we came in after winning the Ulster Championship, we put on a fantastic performance against Tyrone after 2 weeks, so and similar turnaround time for them. So I don't think it's an excuse, definitely not. It's not something we're going to be looking at. We've had 2 weeks to prepare, and 2 weeks is a nice window to get your body and get everybody ready. So no, we wouldn't be looking at that as an excuse.
Right. Listen, it was tough going out there. Conditions were hard, but listen, that was a game very much in the melting pot, and one that Donegal could have got something out of.
Yeah.
The margins were very, very fine on it.
Yeah, listen, we conceded 2 goals early on, and that gave Tyrone a real impetus into the game, and you know, they kind of maybe dictated a few of the early exchanges in terms of that there. But you know, we crawled back, we didn't play fantastic football, but we ended up 2 points up with maybe 6-7 minutes on the clock. But unfortunately Tyrone owned the last 6 or 7 minutes and got 5 points unanswered, so we were disappointed with that, and that's where the win of the game was.
Okay. And you have to regroup obviously for next week. It comes quick again. Cavan away, and it's something now that you need something out of.
Yeah, we have to win. Cavan had a fantastic result against Mayo, and so they're going to be buoyed by that, and we know throughout the years that Cavan have a very good team, and they have a lot of players who have been playing for a long time, so it's going to be a big challenge and something we're going to have to get ready with throughout the week.